In Jabal refugee camp outside of Gozbeida, eastern Chad, live some 22,000 Darfuri refugees, many who've been here since 2004. The French Office of Refugee and Stateless Person Protection, or OFPRA, announced late last year that France would accept the settlement of 3,000 refugees from Niger and Chad. It's working closely with the UN High Commission for Refugees, who help determine possible candidates from the 12 Darfuri refugee camps in eastern Chad. Here in Jabal camp, in the shade of a small building, we spoke to three families who've been pre-selected by UNHCR and are going through the French interview process. Names have been changed. The Mustafa family from El Janain estate in Darfur is made up of a mom, her four children, a son-in-law, and two grandkids. Noor, the matriarch, says that they've already been through a lot since they fled in 2003, and they'd like to come to France.
The Janjaweed attacked and burned our villages and killed many in my family. We came here, but we're suffering in the camp. We want to go to a better place to help my children.
Individuals or families who've suffered are put at the top of the list. But France will not accept polygamous families, which eliminates many Darfuri refugees. Kamal, Nur's son, tells us that there was a snag in the interview process, but he was able to explain the family dynamics.
The interview, we have passed it here with the UNHCR. After that, finally, they said, you want to go to France, and we accept it. But they say, your father had two wives before, so that the law of France cannot accept two wives. So your father will wait for the second chance. My father and my mother, they have deposited before we came here. But as we come here, no large family, we lose the family. So we have here very few. So the people, they say, still my father has two wives, but that is not true. Now my father is with one woman.
28-year-old Kamal learned English in the camp, and he's rapidly picking up French, too. If his family is picked, he's looking forward to working in France. The camp is soul-crushing.
You see the people they are going, but you don't know about their hearts inside. The people, they are dying. Yeah, they are dying, but they are alive.
The Aladdin family, including mom, dad, and six children, have hopes for a better life in France. Their three eldest sons are wearing sports jerseys, and they say football is a big part of their lives. 18-year-old Samir, sporting an Atletico Madrid jersey, plays midfielder. He says he likes to run around the field, but he really wants an education.
First, I want to go to school. Then, if I have the opportunity, I'll play football.
Samir's brother, 11-year-old Abakar, wearing a Real Madrid jersey, is even more ambitious. He plays forward position on the field, and he says he's prepared to work hard.
I'll go to school, I'll play football, I'll work, if I can find a job, and then I'll be a French teacher.
France's ambassador to Chad, Philippe Lacoste, was in eastern Chad to speak to refugees and look at UN and local humanitarian aid programs for refugees and the Chadian population. He tells RFI that France takes on refugees with open arms.
We welcome them gladly. 3,000, of course, it's not enough. But there are refugees from lots of other countries. Why Darfur? Because it's had a lot of media coverage in France. The choice we make, which in my opinion is a policy, we'll see if it works, is to resettle them into villages in France, in small communities. Because if the communities are well prepared and they're willing, they're asking to have families with young children. It means the schools can stay open, it keeps the hospitals run. And so, with a minimum of preparation, it works well. It's better than putting them in crowded centers. It's a gamble, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but we have a good success rate, especially when the children are young. You put them in schools and they're like sponges. 1 year later, they speak French.
That's what Mohammed is looking forward to if his family is picked. He's married to Hawa and they have two toddlers. He's under no pretense that settling in France will be easy, but he's philosophical about it.
When you go to a place for the first time, you will face obstacles. But it's important to be frank with people so you can adapt. I'll make friends, and I'll live in harmony with them. The first thing I hope to do is learn French. I want a better life, and I want an education for me and for my children.
For now, these three families are waiting. They all have hopes that they will be able to leave Jabal Camp and come to France, that they will have access to education and jobs, and that life somehow will be better. Reporting for RFI from Jabal Camp outside of Gozbeida, Eastern Chad, this is Laura Angela Bagnetto.